I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Riverdale Cross Country Invitational was held on Saturday. Lots of area teams took part. For the boys' high school events, Cooper Powell of Brookwood had the top time of 16:50. Ryan Stadler, Richland Center, Ithaca, was second overall with a time of 16:53. The Richland Center, Ithaca boys ran well, according to coach Eric Mindham. Dane Schwartz put together his best race, and Ryan Stadler with a great day. Everyone on the girls' team ran a season-best time, and senior Shanice Anderson ran by far her best race of the year. Owen Dreyer and Margaret Lawless capped off their incredible seasons. For the middle school teams, they each won every single race this year. So congratulations to Owen and Margaret. Looking at the high school teams, Boscobel was the first place overall team, led by Bodie Bright with a time of 17:31. Graydon Richter, Alex Kruel, and Tyler Miller also in the top 20. Richland Center Ithaca, as mentioned, Ryan Stadler was second. Clayton Lee was 12th overall with a time of 17:44. Dane Schwartz, 21st, and Kiernan Culver was 38th. Kickapoo Lafarge finished fourth as a team, led by Landon Turgeson with a time of 17:18. Landon was 6th in the running. Brecken Miller was 20th, Sam Miller 30th, and Theo Parr was 33rd. Also for Riverdale, Lakota Brewer finished in 9th place for the Riverdale boys, and a great day for them, according to coach Chris Simonson. The team led by Lakota with a time of 17:40 was followed by Wyatt Schramm in 35th at 18:27, Carson Knight 44th, Hunter Wilkinson 46th, Caleb Schleyline 57th, and James Schramm was 74th for the Chieftains. Also running on Saturday at the Riverdale Invitational, the River Valley Blackhawks led by Jackson Thatcher, who was 54th, Bryson Ferguson was 72nd, Nathan Hamilton 77th, Dylan Kane 98th among the boys' high school runners. Turning to the girls' results, Maddie Driscoll of Lancaster had the top overall time at 18:26. Nora Jolson Boscobel was second, and she had a time of 18:49 on the day. The Lancaster girls won the team event. Boscobel was fourth, led by Nora Jolson, who was second. Aubrey Seep was 24th. Peyton Sander, 32nd. Kira Kinney, 49th. Maddie Kinnett was 50th as well. Richland Center Ithaca came in 5th place. And a great day for Grace Fretz with a time of 20:28. Pearl Fretz was 16th with a time of 20:42. Grace 10th, Pearl 16th, Rachel Waterfall 29th with a time of 21:51. Adeline Lawless 45th with a time of 22:44. And Shanice Anderson was 5th in the Hornets Richland Center Ithaca running and 60th for the team. Elsewhere in the high school girls race for Riverdale, finishing first for the Chieftains was Mallory Meaths, 9th overall with a time of 20:24. Melody Williamson, 49th with a time of 22:43. Kaylee Carter, 79th. Megan Kruel was 119th. And Riley Leith, 122nd. The team finished in 13th place overall. Kickapoo Lafarge was led by Colby Andelsek, who was 26th with a time of 21:30. Jaden Snagel, 27th. Also Katie Rando, 30th. Braylon Culver was 56th. And Hannah Thiel was 87th for RCI. River Valley was 14th as a team. Molly Moss was their top runner, 14th overall. Evelyn Triple in 58th. Reagan Sackett was 78th. And Lucy Spahn was 80th for River Valley. For the Riverdale Middle School girls, the team finished in 7th. Lexi Baumkamp medaled by finishing in 6th place with a time of 12:14, followed by Hadley Wilkinson, 34th, Rose Schramm, 64th, Alexis Carter, 73rd, and Olivia Matthews, 87th. The day ended with a middle school boys race. Riverdale's Clark Jolson came through in 18th place with a time of 12:12, and Mark Wilkie in 116th with a time of 18:58. The Ithaca football team improved to 8 wins and no losses on the season with a 34-0 win over Brookwood. The game, which was played Saturday during the Ithaca School Fair homecoming day, ended at halftime. After two long lightning delays, the game ended before the third quarter started. The Bulldogs scored 27 points in the first quarter. Quarterback Keegan Jones threw a 41-yard strike to Channing Brown to open the scoring. Wes Nelson ran for a 49-yard touchdown. Later in the quarter, he also caught a 33-yard strike from Jones. And for the final touchdown of the first, he recovered a Brookwood fumble and returned it 10 yards for a touchdown. Ithaca scored one more time when Keegan Jones threw a 30-yard pass play to Channing Brown for 6 points. Baltazar Kaiser set a new Ithaca school record for extra points in a season as he booted 4 on Saturday and broke a record from 2014 of 24 set by Austin Cast. Following the 34-0 win in a game that was called at halftime, the Bulldogs will play New Lisbon on Friday. Brookwood will continue to search for its first win of the season when they play Nisida. Potosi Cassville Co-op was a winner over Pecatonica 55-0 on Saturday in another homecoming football game. JV football today, Richland Center will be hosting Dodgeville. The Richland Center's soccer teams will be taking on Reedsburg. That's a 4:30 kickoff time today in Reedsburg. JV football for River Valley, they will be at Platteville. Riverdale will be in action today in JV football as they take on Blackhawk Warren. In basketball, the Bulldogs will host Iowa Grant in JV football. Kickapoo varsity and JV volleyball teams will be taking on Seneca for a conference match. The Ithaca JV football team will be taking on Westfield at Pioneer Westfield this afternoon. And Weston will be doing battle at home. Wunniwuk Weston will take on Belmont in JV football. Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw 4 touchdown passes Sunday in a 34-13 win over the Arizona Cardinals. A week after he was suspended for a game, wide receiver Romeo Doubs caught 2 of the scoring passes. The Cardinals have been mostly error-free coming into the contest. They were penalized 13 times for 100 yards and coughed up the ball 3 times on turnovers. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-0 lead, and the final result was never in question. Coach Matt LaFleur was asked about the game.
There's always stuff that we can clean up, but I thought all in all, just the effort from start to finish, the focus from start to finish was exactly what is a great formula for winning football. I mean, we were +2 in the takeaway battle. You know, obviously had the one miscue right before the half where we had a receiver slip, but all in all, I thought it was pretty efficient really in every phase of the game.
Coach LaFleur talked about the fact that Arizona did cut the gap to 24-13 at one point.
There was never any panic or anything like that. It was just one of those where you just got to focus in on doing your job, and our guys made plays. I mean, that touchdown pass to Rome was not a very good play call. They had a cover 0, and Jordan just kept drifting, and threw one up to him, and that was just guys out there making plays.
And LaFleur talked about Romeo Doubs and his catches.
The first reception he had was a 19-yarder over the middle. That doesn't happen unless your O-line gives Jordan all day to make that throw, because I thought the initial play should be hit a lot wider, but the line allowed us to allow that route to develop and go across the field. It's a big-time credit to the line. It's a big-time credit to Rome to keep going on the route, and then Jordan made a good throw.
That was Coach Matt LaFleur. The Packers get ready for the red-hot Houston Texans, who visit Lambeau Field coming up on Sunday. The Bears are winners in London 35-16 over Jacksonville. Baltimore 30 and Washington 23. Houston 41, New England 21. Indianapolis 20, Tennessee 17. Philadelphia 20-16 over Cleveland. Tampa Bay 51, New Orleans 27. The Chargers top Denver 23-16. Pittsburgh 32, Las Vegas 13. Atlanta 38-20 over Carolina. Detroit 47 and Dallas 9. Jared Goff threw for 315 yards and 3 touchdowns after his completion streak ended on his first throw, and the Lions blew out Dallas 47-9. Dak Prescott threw 2 interceptions in the worst home loss since 1988 for the Cowboys. Dallas is 0-3 at home, 3-0 on the road. Cincinnati 17-7 over the Giants. The Air Raid offense is starting to fly. After burying Purdue 52-6, the Badgers slapped down the Rutgers Scarlet Knights Saturday 42-7. Transfer running back Tuwee Walker rushed for 198 yards and 3 touchdowns. He has 8 scores in the last 3 games. Quarterback Braden Locke passed for 240 yards and 1 touchdown, running for another. Rutgers opened the season with four straight wins, but has lost its last two. Wisconsin plays at Northwestern, coming up for its next action. Jack Flaherty combined on a three-hitter, and the Dodger pitchers tied the postseason record of 33 consecutive scoreless innings by routing the Mets 9-0 on Sunday night. It was a big day for Shohei Ohtani, and their player with chance of MVP in the background. He went 2-for-4 with a walk while scoring two runs and driving in another. The Dodgers matched the scoreless record set by the Baltimore Orioles over the first four games of the 1966 World Series against the Dodgers. I'm Phil Nee with sports.